Well, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. And I hope that you've had a wonderful Wednesday. May the Lord bless you as we move ahead in these days of seeking to follow the Lord Jesus and pray for revival for our church, global revival for the entire church of the Lord Jesus Christ, and great awakening to come to our world and many, many millions of people to be saved. Well, we're looking these days at these great truths that come to us in God's Word about God's work of revival among His people. And tonight I'd like for you to take your copy of God's Word, and we're going to find our place in Psalm 119. Psalm 119, the longest of the Psalms. And in this Psalm, every single verse has something to say about the Word of God and the power of the Word of God in the life of a believer. So I'd like for you to find your copy of God's Word. Join me as we read Psalm 119. We're going to begin reading in verse number 25 and read through verse number 32. My soul cleaves to the dust. Revive me according to your word. I have told of my ways, and you have answered me. Teach me your statutes. Make me understand the way of your precepts, so I will meditate on your wonders. My soul weeps because of grief. Strengthen me according to your word. Remove the false way from me, and graciously grant me your law. I have chosen the faithful way. I have placed your ordinances before me. I cling to your testimonies. O Lord, do not put me to shame. I shall run the way of your commandments, for you will enlarge my heart. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity we have tonight after a long day together around the Word of God. With all my friends, may you bless them today. May the Holy Spirit of God do a great work in our lives. And we pray that tonight you might help us to understand truly again your work of reviving us and giving us new, revived spiritual life. How we pray for it, how we ask for it, that you would remove the fear and dread from among our people, and that we might walk in faith, believing that you are with us, that we might accomplish your works in these days of dread and terror and death and all the struggles that people have with these days of pandemic. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Well, I don't know if there's ever been a time I would stress to you to share with all of our people. I know that many of them work on Wednesday nights, can't tune in and listen to what we're talking about, but these things are all posted on the website. Please help me encourage all of our friends to listen to these messages. These are a burden on my heart. I believe it's some of the most important preaching that I've ever done at our church during these days in talking about revival, personal revival in the Christian's life and corporate revival in our church. I hope that you're praying daily, as I've asked you to do, for God to revive First Baptist Church. We don't put any restrictions on that or conditions. We just pray, Lord, revive your church. That's what we're asking. I have a couple of questions I want to bring to you before we start. And really, let me go back and give you our focal truth. We're going to focus tonight on Psalm 119, verse number 25. What a verse. My soul cleaves to the dust. Revive me according to your word. Again, Psalm 119:25. My soul cleaves to the dust. Revive me according to your word. The focal truth tonight is this. God's people must, in times of spiritual deadness, ask God to revive them. Let me say it again. God's people, all of us who are born again, all of you who I'm talking to and to myself, all of us who are believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, all God's people must in times of spiritual deadness, ask God to revive them. Now, it might sound a little surprising that I would describe our spiritual condition as deadness, but it really happens. We so decline in our spiritual life that it's almost as if we've died against and we're back into sin. I wonder tonight, let me ask you this question. Do you feel the heaviness of indwelling sin in your life? Do you feel the heaviness of it? It's a real heaviness. The greater you have an awareness of your spiritual condition, the greater you feel the heaviness of indwelling sin, that remainder of sin that is within us, as we've talked about in the past when we talked about the battle in our own lives. Another question would be, do you feel heaviness and sorrow because you're living away from God? You've turned away from God. You're not as close to the Lord as you one time were. You're not on fire for God. You are, as the Lord would call it, lukewarm, or perhaps even cold. Coldness, deadness, formalness, but no life in your heart and spirit. Are you living in a compromised spiritual condition? You love the world again? It's easy to fall back into loving the world, isn't it? You're going on satisfying your flesh and your own desires, living in selfishness. So what kind of spiritual condition are you in? These questions become important. I must ask them for myself, and you must ask them for yourself. If I'm going to call out to God to revive me, I must admit and confess and say, Lord, I need to be revived. We saw Sunday the promise that God will revive us again. He will. He will revive us again. Will you not revive us again? Yes. Yes, He will. But we must recognize our condition. And as this text says, admit, my soul cleaves to the dust. Revive me according to your word. So as you look at this text, you have his complaint, and then you have his request. David knew these conditions of spiritual deadness in his own life. And so he asked God to revive him with a new spiritual strength from the Holy Spirit of God. And that's what we're asking for. Well, I have three observations for you tonight from these words. Before I look at the detail of Psalm 119:25, just look at some of the language in this section of Psalm 119. Verses 25 through 32. He describes his soul as clinging to the dust. We'll look at that in more detail in just a moment. He says in verse 26 that he has confessed his ways and God has answered him. He says in verse 27, he asked God to make him to understand God's ways. He commits to meditate. But then he says in verse 28, my soul weeps because of grief. He asks in verse 29 that God remove the false way from him. He says in verse 31, I cling to your word. I cling to the word of God. Don't put me to shame, and I shall run the way of your commandments. You see, the latter part of Psalm 119, verses 26 through 32, show us the results of experiencing revival. And that's not my real duty tonight to look at, because I want to talk about this focal truth that God's people must, in times of spiritual deadness, ask God to revive them again. So let's look at these observations together. First of all, David describes for us his need for reviving life. His need for reviving life. And what does he do? As what David does all the time, he talks about his soul. You know, as we look at the soul, we think about our soul. The soul is made up of your mind, your will, your emotions, and your desires. Your mind, your will, your emotions, and your desires. That's the soul. David says, my mind, my will, my emotions, my desires cleave to the dust. He describes this great need in his life for reviving life. He's cleaving to the dust. This Hebrew word for cleave, it's in most of our Bible translations, is a word that means to cling or stick, to join together. Think of it this way. My soul sticks to the dirt. My soul sticks to the dirt. Or my soul clings to the ground. You know, when someone falls, they fall into the dirt. They fall into the dust. That's the condition we all face today. We face the condition of our soul having this great, great trouble with being clinging to and connected to the dust of this world. The Lord Jesus said something very important in Revelation 3, 1 and 2. And I'd like to read it to you and I'd like for you to think about it. The Lord Jesus said to the church, I know your deeds, that you have a name, that you are alive, but you are dead. Wake up and strengthen the things that remain, which are about to die. That's what we must think about tonight. We're alive, but we're dead. We must find a way to admit that our soul cleaves to the dust there. We must strengthen the things that are barely alive that remain. Psalm 44:25 says, for our soul has sunk down into the dust. Our body cleaves to the earth. That's the feeling that we have in this world as followers of the Lord Jesus. We're never quite through with this battle in the world. Our soul cleaves to the dust. The lifelong battle with the dust of unbelief and the dust of disobedience and despair and death. My soul cleaves to the dust. As much as I'm saved and born again, there is this clinging to the dirt. Seemingly my soul is in the dirt. This lifelong battle with the dust of worldliness. That's what this describes. This world made of the dirt of the ground. My soul clings to the dust of worldliness. My soul clings to the dust of my old nature. Though I am born again and I have a new nature, I have this battle now raging inside of me. The dust with the old nature and the lifelong battle of the dust with worldly mindedness. And I could go on. My soul clings. It cleaves. It's connected to the dust. Well, if you're talking like that, then that means you have self-awareness of your own spiritual condition. And that's what must be in place before revival from God will ever come. So the first observation is his need for reviving life. My soul clings or cleaves to the dust. Then he comes to his request for reviving life. He says, my soul cleaves to the dust. Revive me. Revive me. This Hebrew word for revive means to quicken, to recover, to restore. It's really a word that means to enliven me. Bring me back to life. Revive me. That's why I call it reviving life. That's what we need. The Lord Jesus said to the church, I know your deeds, but you are dead. The Lord is saying to some of us, I know your deeds, but you're dead. You know, your past deeds won't make up for what you do now for God. Your past deeds aren't enough for what you've done for God. You must in these days look at your life and see what is about to die in your spiritual life. What is the condition of our church? What is about to die in our church? The mission of sharing the gospel and the Great Commission? What's about to die? Our love for one another, replacing our selfishness and our offenses toward one another? Well, what's about to die? Our desire to tell the world about Jesus Christ or just live in self-satisfaction? What's about to die? I know that you're alive, but you're dead. Wake up, strengthen the things that remain, First Baptist Church. His request is for revival. Until I know that my soul cleaves to the dust of the world and an old nature that battles with my new nature and worldly mindedness, I'll never pray for revival. I'll just live in self-satisfaction. And that's the condition of many of us at First Baptist Church. He seeks to ask God for reviving life. He seeks new life, freshness from God. That's what we must have every day, and that's what our church must have corporately. Life again. God bringing life to us by the Holy Spirit of God. You see, he prays by faith for reviving life. He says, "My soul cleaves to the dust. Revive me." That's his appeal. That's his cry of faith. He believes God will revive him again. You see, reviving life brings comfort. Reviving life brings power. Reviving life brings strength for weakness in this world and with our fight with the flesh. Reviving life brings power to overcome sin and say no to temptation and walk with God. So David first has described his need for reviving life. Then he has made his request for reviving life. Revive me again. My soul cleaves to the dust. That's my condition. That's my need. I'm in need. I am clinging. I'm cleaving. I'm stuck to the dust. Revive me is his request. And then the source of reviving life. According to your word, my soul cleaves to the dust. Revive me according to your word. And really this idea is according to the way that you have spoken and called your people to life. Over and over again, we see examples of God calling his people back to life. Come back, turn back. Why will you die, O Israel? Hosea, return to the Lord. As we've seen before, turn back to the Lord. Come back. All of these calls to come back to God for life. Oh, my friend, where have you gone? Have you strayed away from God? Are you wandering far away from God? Isn't it time to, like the song says, I wandered far away from God. Now I'm coming home, coming home, coming home. Never more to roam. Open wide your arms of love. Lord, I'm coming home. Come back to God. He here prays for the Lord to, according to his word. That's the source of bringing life back to us, is the Lord through his word speaking to us and guiding us and showing us. In fact, through Psalm 119, he says this repeatedly. Let me just read these verses to you. Psalm 119, 17 says, deal bountifully with your servant that I may live. That's according to the word of God. The Lord deals bountifully with us, doesn't he? He helped us before. He'll help us again. He'll help our church. He'll deal bountifully with our church. Psalm 119, 17. Psalm 119, 77. May your compassion come to me that I may live. The Lord wants to have compassion on our church. But the Lord is grieved with our deeds and our past actions. It is time for us to repent. It is time for us to say our church cleaves to the dust. Revive us again according to your word. Psalm 119, 116, sustain me according to your word that I may live. When God sustains us, we can live. When God shows compassion on us, we can live. When God comes to us and deals with us graciously, we can live. Psalm 119, 144. Psalm 119, 144. Give me understanding that I may live. That's what we need, is spiritual understanding today, so that we might recognize the importance of walking with God and living in revived life, new life, fresh life that puts us on fire for God again, that makes the Word of God come alive, that makes us enjoy and look forward to worshiping God together and singing praise and making melody in our heart, and allowing the Holy Spirit of God to fill us and use us and help us in the work that he calls us to do. What did the Lord Jesus say? The greatest promise of all is for us who are believers. John 10:10. I have come that they might have life. I have come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. Reviving life. Eternal life, but reviving life. Yes, that's what we need. Something to pick us up. Something to get us out of our sorrow and despair. Something to bring us out of our fear. Some of you are still afraid today. Oh, fear God. Trust the Lord. Don't be afraid of these external things all around you. Trust the Lord with them. That's what the Lord's waiting for you to do. These were my words to you over and over and over as I spoke to you from the good from the bad. Look to the Lord. Turn to the Lord in these days of worry and fear. Don't be afraid of death, because if you live in the Lord Jesus Christ, there is a death day coming for us all. Be ready to live. Be ready to die. So David says, my soul cleaves to the dust. Revive me according to your word. So he first has this need for reviving life. It's what we have. My soul, I'm telling you today, my soul cleaves to the dust. Your soul cleaves to the dust. So what do? We call out, revive me. Revive me, give me reviving life. And then the source of reviving life is the Word of God. So these three observations become very important from this little verse, Psalm 119, 25. But I have three things I want to talk to you about remembering tonight that in a way of application that will help us with this. First of all, you know, when you live in sinfulness, it's a heavy sorrow. Did you know that? When you live in unconfessed sin, it's a heavy sorrow. That may be the reason why you're so sad today. It's because you have sin in your life that is unconfessed. You have sin in your life. You have broken relationships in your life. You have things that you need to make right that you've not yet made right. It's the same for our church, the corporate sins of disobedience, the corporate sins of power and strength and desire for control, all of these other things, we must confess them to God. That's what keeps the church from rising in revival and seeing God work in a glorious and powerful way. That's what happens. You see, living in sinfulness is a heavy sorrow. It's clinging to the dust. It's clinging to the dust. The second thing I would remind you is this, and this is such great news, but reviving life comes by faith in the promises of God. Look, that's what he's saying here. My soul cleaves to the dust. Revive me according to the Word of God. Revive me according to the Word of God. Reviving life comes by faith in God's promises. What God has promised, count on it and believe that God will take care of you. The other thing I'd mention is this, that reviving life increases. Reviving life increases as we live by the promises of God in prayer. This isn't a one-time thing. My soul cleaves to the dust. You're going to say it tomorrow too. I'm going to say it tomorrow. Our church, our souls cleave to the dust. Revive us according to your word. That's the prayer for First Baptist Church. Our souls are in the dust. Our souls are in the dust. May we see that and feel that today. That's our condition. Though we have this command to set our minds on things above, our soul sometimes is caught in the dust. Worldly mindedness, unwillingness and disobedience in my will, all kinds of emotions that take me and pull me away from God. And finally, I would say this to you in our daily use. Three things that I hope might be of encouragement to you. Number one, admit your spiritual deadness to God. Admit it. For some of us, the hardest thing to do, and this is true for many of our people who who come sporadically to church, who hear once in a while a sermon, who come to worship once in a while, busy about doing things for people, but their spiritual life, their heart for God is not there. They do deeds, but they're spiritually dead. Did you hear what the Lord said? I know your deeds. Some of you say, well, I do good things. That's good. But your deeds in the past don't determine the spiritual condition of today. Your deeds from the past don't determine the spiritual condition of today. And your deeds can never replace your spiritual walk with God and your heart for God. And if you've lost that, you need revival. Your soul's clinging to the dust. Admit that you are spiritually dead. Secondly, ask for His life to be put back in you, His reviving life, the life of the Lord Jesus Christ to come back into you. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life I now live, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. Admit your spiritual deadness to God and ask Him for life again by the Holy Spirit of God in a quickening way to come upon you and change you. And finally, live on Christ's promise of abundant life. Live on it. Live by it. In fact, it's what one old preacher said, show Him His handwriting. God is always tender to His word. When you talk about the promises of God, show Him His handwriting. Speak and remind the Lord, not that He needs to be reminded, but say to the Lord, hear your promises. He is tender to His promises, and He will listen to you. So tonight, God's people must, in times of spiritual deadness, ask God to revive them. In times like these, when there is spiritual deadness in us as a church, we must ask God, revive us again. Heavenly Father, we thank You for the Word of God. Oh, how I pray the Holy Spirit will take these words to all of my friends, and may these words be multiplied. May others see these words. Lord, may not just a few of First Baptist Church people see what I'm saying tonight, but may many of them see these words, hear them, and be challenged to say what David said, my soul cleaves to the dust, revive me according to Your word. We pray that for our church. We pray that for our individual lives. Bring revival to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, if you have a spiritual need, you need something you want to talk about, please call the church, let me know, email us. We would love to talk to you about any spiritual need that you have. Sundays, 9 a.m., 11 a.m., we're worshiping. We're worshiping together. Come back. Come back, First Baptist Church. Come back to church. It's time to come back. It's time to be back together. The Lord will protect us. We've taken the proper precautions. We have the place set up. We have it cleaned. It's ready to go. Face masks and all of those things are optional, personal choices. You make your own decision about them. They're available if you'd like one. Don't let something like that stop you from being in worship. It's time to gather, church. It's time to come back together. And I hope to see you on Sunday. And I believe God is bringing revival and will bring revival to First Baptist Church. And I hope you join me in praying that same thing to be true. God bless you, and I will see you Sunday.